KXSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After Donald Trump was convicted Thursday on all counts in his hush money trial, ABC News pollsters were busy on Friday and Saturday and reported on Sunday.
Half the country thinks it was the verdict was right, and almost half thinks he should drop out. Tells you something about the political damage or the potential damage that Trump faces. Most Republicans are backing Trump, but it was striking to me in this poll to see about 1 in 6, 16% of Republicans say that this verdict was correct and say he should drop out. Those are big, big numbers.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. Trying to keep the price of crude oil high to finance its war in Ukraine, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and the OPEC cartel voted to extend existing production cuts into next year. No one in custody in Akron, Ohio, in the wake of a shooting at a large outdoor party. One person was killed, 24 wounded and injured. Houston area Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee announced Sunday night she has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. This is ABC News. Live Nation confirmed a massive data breach by a criminal threat actor that tried to sell customer details of more than half a billion people on the dark web.
It doesn't appear that passwords were compromised, but if you have a Ticketmaster account, experts recommend changing your password as a precaution, using two-factor authentication, and never share your personal or financial information with online solicitors.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Around Seattle, they call him the Beltdown Hellcat. His name is Miles Hudson, and he's accused of racing his souped-up Dodge Charger through downtown Seattle in the middle of the night.
I actually woke up in the middle of the night thinking it was gunshots until I realized, oh, it's, you know, Miles Hudson and his Charger.
Resident Chris Allen, the city of Seattle is suing Hudson, say he owes over $80,000 in traffic and noise tickets. In April, a municipal judge ordered him to stop driving. We see how that worked out. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report. Heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 a.m. Oshkosh.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give you permission to stop buying something that you have probably been on the fence about anyway. Gift cards. Now, we all know why gift cards are popular. You can buy them anywhere, they're slightly personal, we're all short on time. What the heck do you buy a teenager anyway? But it turns out that gift cards are the nicest presents for the corporations that sell them. More than half of gift cards go unused. It's just free money for big companies. And over a third of shoppers who do use gift cards say the gift card was the only reason they even went into that store in the first place. And then most of us end up spending more than the gift card, on average $59 more. In short, gift cards are like giving somebody you love a $60 debt to go run an errand. Just give cash instead. You can always put it in a fancy envelope. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
Everything was perfect to me. Stop the bleed. It's not what I wanted. I didn't play my just let go. But when you've been haunted, moving on, all it leaves you goes. We used to sit out. Talk about what it is we want, what we needed to try. One day I woke up and now it's done. Still don't know why.
It's not what I wanted. I didn't play my just let go. But when you've been haunted, moving on, all it leaves you ghosts. Oh,
brain takes over. 'Cause the ties to my heart and wires kickstart electricity flows like blood, and it's running through my rusty veins. I know it's corroding, but I can't feel it stay. Push.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
rush is coming and the man can't hold her.
Maxinc on Civic Media. We are local music, kicking off Maxinc Sunday night with a double dip of new music from The Handsome Stranger. That song is called Pusher, Exit Interview before that. Both of those songs are from their debut album called A Mix of Sun and Clouds. They're out of Appleton, Wisconsin, a three-piece featuring Ian Gilmore on vocals and guitar, Andy McNair on bass, and Aaron Vandermas on drums. Check them out, Handsome Stranger, from Appleton. Happy Sunday evening, everybody. Welcome to Maxinc Sunday Night. I am Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in across the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up this hour, we've got music from Alex White and Friends. We'll do some Betsy Aid and the Well-Known Strangers and the latest from Jonathan Millionaire. Plus, I have all the details about the next Maxinc concert series that's happening at the Gamma Ray Bar on June 14th. Next hour, we're going to check in with Terry Barr and hear Barr Notes at 8 o'clock. It's the debut of the Indie Rock 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal out of Ontario, Canada. At 9 is the encore performance of Live in the Lair from last night with Brian Bethke. It was fantastic. And at 10 o'clock is Maxinc Heavy. Imshel has a conversation with Milwaukee's very own Buster Daisy. But first, let's kick off this Sunday night with some music from Lady Bird and End of the World. It's Maxinc on Civic Media. We are local music.
Reception to get some air. Thought about a life that he could share. Seemed like a long walk for just a high school kid. But he knew it was nice to have someone to spend time with. Heartbroken, oh, to be young, and only heartbroken. he's grown and he misses the days when loving someone was so easy. Tired eyes in the dashboard's glow, puts it in to drive and starts for home.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.